Welcome today to our round 9 clash against the Melbourne Football Club. Can I start by welcoming Glenn Bartlett and his partner Victoria, Deputy Chairman Jeff Freeman and his wife Leslie, and to all the Melbourne Football Club directors and their guests and supporters of the Melbourne Football Club here today. To friends of the Carlton Football Club, can I start by welcoming Executive Chairman of Busy Industries, Anthony Pratt, and his guests, Victorian Attorney General and Minister for Racing, Mark Pakula, and he has his sister here today, Rita, welcome to you. Commissioner of the Australian Federal Police, Andrew Colvin, Executive Director of Harvey Norman, David Attery, and his wife, Karen, welcome to you, David. From our AFLW team, welcome to your sisters, Sarah and Jess Hosking. Welcome to you guys. And Sarah, together with Matty Cruiser, are our Carlton Respect Ambassadors for 2018. I would also like to extend a warm welcome to incoming CEO of Our Watch, Paddy Kinnersley, Chair of Vic Health and CEO of Domestic Violence Victoria, Fiona McCormack, inaugural Head of Victoria's Office for Women's Sport and Recreation, Bridie O'Donnell, and Chair of the Blues Foundation, Judy Mullins. Welcome to you all. It's great to have you all here. Today, ladies and gentlemen, today is a significant game for the Carlton Football Club as we celebrate our fourth annual Carlton Respects match. Carlton Respects aims to raise awareness about the prevalence of family violence and violence against women in our society. Our program was developed in response to the alarming statistics around family violence in our community and aims at changing attitudes, behaviours and environments to prevent violence before it happens. Early education plays a pivotal role in the prevention of this behaviour. Carlton Respects is a community education program currently delivered to Year 7 and 8 students in the Northern Corridor of Melbourne and aims to educate students about respect and equality using the platform of football and focuses on direct student participation. Today, our team will take to the field in orange socks, a colour synonymous with harmony and respect, and a symbol of our Carlton Respects program. In support of our club-wide initiative, the goal umpires will be using orange flags during the match. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to announce this afternoon that MC Labor has expanded its partnership with Carlton Respects, signing on to become the community program's first major partner. In addition to MC Labor, I would like to acknowledge and sincerely thank all of our Carlton Respects corporate partners, PwC, Icon Services, La Trobe University, Banner Asset Management, On Time Delivery Solutions, Reece Plumbing, M Group and Virgin Australia. As a club, we want to encourage positive, equal and respectful relationships, and we are proud of the work that has gone into developing our Carlton Respects program. I encourage you all to visit the Blues Foundation website for more information on our Carlton Respects program. Ladies and gentlemen, today Premiership player Jeff Southby will be inducted into the Carlton's Ring of Honour and will ring the old blue bell prior to the first bounce. Jeff played 268 games for Carlton over a 14-year period between 1971 and 1984. He was named the club's best and fairest in 1971 and in the Premiership year of 1972. He's a legend in Carlton's Hall of Fame and was named in the Blues Team of the Century. Congratulations to Jeff Southby. Now it's an exciting day today, as making his debut is a 19-year-old young man by the name of Patrick Kerr. Patrick was recruited to the club with pick number 65 in the 2016 National Draft, and is the grandson of Carlton Hall of Fame member Laurie Kerr, who played 149 games for the club between 1950 and 1959. Patrick's grandmother Vivian Kerr is the club's number one female ticket holder and is with us here today. I know this is a great moment for the Kerr family, and I know how very proud you are today, Viv. Welcome to Viv Kerr. And there's lots of Kerrs around the ground today, I'm sure, no doubt. Together with Patty's parents, Stephen and Heather Kerr, and the entire Kerr family, will be out watching the game, including Patrick's family, Judy Mullen, and Mark and Linda Kerr, who are in the room with us today. Welcome to you all. Now, it's been a big week for our football club. It started with our first win of the season last weekend against the Bombers. Pleasingly, the team played with more effort and pressure and was more consistent for longer. After the game, Brendan urged our team to keep chasing that winning feeling. He acknowledged that the win provided our coaches, players, members, fans and supporters with a real sense of pride and optimism. We know where we're headed as a football club. We know our playing group is still learning and that our players are moving forward both individually and as a group. There will be more challenges ahead for our team. The challenges are relentless in this AFL landscape. However, the performance of our younger players last week provided a real glimpse into our future. And today, we welcome the return of our captain, Mark Murphy, who will undoubtedly add strength to our midfield and leadership throughout the game. However, following the win last week, we were bitterly disappointed by the decision that found Ed Curno guilty of intentional contact with an umpire. Whilst we accept the path taken by the AFL, there is clearly a level of confusion around their stance on contact with umpires, given the number of previous cases and discrepancies in sanctions over recent weeks. Obviously, while we're pleased that Charlie Curno was free to play this weekend, but now unavailable due to injury, we are clearly disappointed for Ed. Now, Ed is a man of great character, with strong values. He's a true Carlton person, and our team will miss his support on the field today. We accept the outcome, reluctantly accept the outcome, and move on with our focus on securing our second win for the season against Melbourne. Today promises to be another greatly contested game of football. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for being here today to support Carlton Respects and for continuing to support our football club. Enjoy the afternoon and go Blues.